Our next stop is the First United Methodist Church. In May of 1963, Dr. King returned to Evanston to speak at the First United Methodist Church. The church was filled to capacity when Reverend Kirkpatrick introduced King, who spoke about the parable of the Good Samaritan. When Dr. King was assassinated on April 4, 1968, Evanston remained relatively peaceful. 2,000 Evanston residents took part in a march that began at Emerson Street and McCormick Boulevard, proceeding through the downtown area and ending in Raymond Park. The finest tribute the city of Evanston can pay to Martin Luther King, Reverend Jacob Blake, pastor of the Ebenezer AMN Church, told the crowd, is the immediate passage of an effective and comprehensive housing law. In Evanston, the marches continued as citizens marched from Reverend Jacob Blake's Ebenezer AMN Church to the First Methodist Church in on an effort to bring a vote on a fair housing ordinance. On April 29, 1968, the Council of Evanston will vote on the fair housing ordinance. 200 people packed into the city hall chamber outside, a crowd of 600 gathered to await the vote. The city council members voted to pass ordinance forbidding discrimination in the sale of renting of housing and setting steep fines on those who practice discrimination. After the vote, Reverend Jacob Blake, who was in the city council chamber, walked to the window and shouted out the results. A loud cheer erupted from the crowd.
I'm going back to the south. I'm going back, 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 where my roots ain't watered down. Growing, growing like a baobab tree of life on fertile ground. My ancestor put me on game. Long time on gold chains with my old shoon in a jail. Drip all on me. Uncle da da she keep free. Hold up, don't I smell like such a nut chop I instant. Yeah, pure ice, 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 ice. Need another march, let me call Tamika. Need peace and reparation for my people. Woo.